What you're about to hear is a satirization of talk radio, a send-up of the medium. In other words, it's supposed to be funny. The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
We're going to talk to Justin in a moment. We have later on tonight Lloyd Bonafide, who is at an open mic night. I don't know if you're familiar with these open mic nights at different coffee houses. I want to talk to this young man on the line. Justin, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Justin, are you, you're driving right now, and I'm told that you're driving without a driver's license.
Yes, sir, that's correct.
All right, and I want to say just a couple things before I talk with you. I understand that you want to talk to me. What you're doing is pretty dangerous.
We don't really think that it is. Driving without a license is pretty much part of the American society right now, and also feel that...
Why do you say that?
I'm sorry?
Why do you say that it's part of American society?
There's a lot of people who are here, obviously from other countries, who don't have licenses. A great many Mexican immigrants. If you see the way people drive, we don't feel that we're doing anything.
I don't want to interrupt you, Justin. You say we. Is this something that other kids are taking part in tonight?
Yes, sir, it is.
Can you tell me about that?
Yes, sir. We are taking part in this action tonight. Kids in a lot of different states and also here locally in California are driving without licenses tonight, those of us who don't have licenses.
And why?
We want to illustrate the need that getting a driver's license is discrimination against kids, and that...
Why is it discrimination, man? I've got a license, okay? Everybody has...
Well, I mean, Mr. Henry, the fact is that your license, the last time you took a driving test is when? I mean, you know...
All right. I mean, I renew it.
Well, that's what I mean. And so most people don't know how really to drive, and I can give you a good example of that.
I'm sorry to keep interrupting you. Are you driving right now?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You feel you're in control of the car?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, it's not really that hard to drive a car, you know.
Are you on a freeway?
Yeah, I am.
Where?
Right now I'm on, I don't know which one, I'm going north on the 405, but I don't know. But, I mean, the point is that driving a car is my right, and it's the right of every other kid. And
even though that you don't have a driver's license, you feel that you have the right to drive that car. You're out there tonight. You know that there's law enforcement.
I didn't hear that, sir.
You know that there's law enforcement out, right?
Well, yeah, but I mean, that's kind of a joke because you can drive. I mean, if you look at the news in the newspaper and everything, you can abduct like a girl and drive through five states before any police, police see you. And also, my mom, that I want to say right now, and I don't mean any disrespect, but basically, my mom's an alcoholic and she drives all the time after she drinks, and she's never been pulled over.
So your point is this: you know how to drive. You don't really need a license to drive in America because a lot of people don't know how to drive. Your mother drinks, and I'm very sorry to hear that.
No, that's okay. I mean, you know, she's been drinking for a long time, and she's pretty inappropriate, you know, when she does and everything. So, you know,
and she gets into an automobile and drives with you in it.
Oh yeah, yeah. And so, if that is going to happen, and also, you can like basically rape a kid and then stuff him in your trunk and go anywhere you want, and there's no cops that's going to pull you over either. So
you don't fear any law enforcement pulling you over tonight, driving around. You even told me what freeway you're on.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's pretty how bad the police are, I guess, in getting people and everything.
All right, I want to ask you, and we're with Justin McElroy. My understanding, Justin, is you are not yet 16.
Yeah.
Do you have a learner's permit?
Yeah, but you can only drive with an adult with a learner's permit.
So you're basically driving illegally right now?
Yes, sir.
I'm talking to a young man who is out driving around on the freeways of Los Angeles tonight without a driver's license. He is joining with other kids around Southern California, and you say around the country, to protest the idea that a driver's license is even necessary.
Well, I mean, the testing process is stupid. All kinds of people can rape kids and then stuff them into cars and drive wherever they want. And
that's a criticism of law enforcement. We'll get to that in a minute. But you're just talking about it's not necessary to...
Well, Mr. Ernie, I mean, I'm not, you know, I don't want to be racial or anything, but there's a lot of Mexicans that come here, and, like, Governor Schwarzenegger wants to give them a license. I mean, what is that about, you know? So...
All right, I understand what you're saying. All right, so I've asked you about the law enforcement. I want to ask you something. You have advised kids to turn their headlights off. Is that right?
Only because of the law enforcement.
All right, I want to find out why that is. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. I'm talking with a young man, Justin McElroy. He is a sophomore at Canyon High School in Northern L.A. County, and he's driving around tonight without a driver's license. He says, how many other kids do you think are out there?
That are driving without licenses?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, probably 1,000 or so. I mean, we've been in email contact for the last, like, since the beginning of summer. And
so you guys have been planning this since the beginning of summer?
Yes, sir.
How many kids across the country do you think?
I don't know. We've had email contact with school districts and students and student body, like, council people and everything. Like, I don't know. I talked to one kid in Boston. I talked to another kid that was in Miami. And I talked to this other kid just like 2 weeks ago. I talked about 5 or 10 kids in the Chicago area. It says they was going to do it, too.
Now, you've advised kids to turn the headlights off. Why?
If they are afraid of law enforcement, which I don't think they should be, if you turn your headlights off, and that's a last possible resort, you just blend into the night. You know, you won't.
You'll blend into the night. If you turn the headlights off, man, nobody's going to see you. And
oh, I'm not talking about on the freeway or anything. If you're on a side street or something, if you just shut the lights off, you'll be invisible and everything. And you know, we're just saying that I'd like to let the kids know out there what are listening right now. I wouldn't worry too much about police because they're not that swift. I mean, I have respect for the...
That's pretty disrespectful, man.
Well, no, I have respect for the police, but they're not like on TV or something, you know.
Well, all right, look, it's obvious that the police are undermanned for a lot of things that they have to do, especially traffic. But they are out there. They do write tickets. In the case of a misdemeanor, you can get arrested if you're speeding.
Well, we're advising kids not to, you know, speed or anything, but I'm not also saying anything other than it's nothing to really be afraid of because the police, like I said, my mom has pretty much been an alcoholic since probably just before my dad left, and so, you know, and she's never been pulled over or anything, and I've seen her have, you know.
All right, Kate, your mom's one example.
Well, I just gave you another example of Mexicans that drive, and there's probably millions of them. And they don't get pulled over until they, like, you know, run over somebody or, you know, roll through a bus stop and drag an old lady or something. But, I mean, I'm just trying to say that. And also, can I make an announcement, Mr. Henry?
Yes, you may, but I want to be clear. Because there's a lot of Mexicans that don't have licenses, because your mother's been driving as an alcoholic for a long time, because people can abduct kids and drive through 6 or 7 states, you discount the effectiveness of the police as you drive around tonight with other students, other kids, without a license?
Well, yeah, I mean, because it's kind of a joke. And I also want to mention that we are going to be meeting tonight at midnight at Lake Castaic. There's going to be a bonfire and a number of speakers.
All of you guys are going to meet up at Castaic Lake?
Yes, sir. And there will be a bonfire and some speakers. And
what do you mean, speakers?
A lot of the kids are going to want to get up and talk about how, really, just how basically everything's turned into a Nazi state, you know, where you can't even drive if you want to.
And you consider that Nazi. It's one of these days you got to do some reading about the Third Reich.
Well, I mean, you know.
And the other thing is, how do you propose kids are driving tonight? Are they taking just keys?
I would say, yeah. And
all right, so now you're driving around in a stolen car. Okay.
I understand it, Mr. Henry, but the fact is, even if you're driving in a stolen car, like I said, a guy can go to a high school and get a little tiny kid, rape him, stuff him in the trunk, drive around for 2 days, and the cops are still eating donuts. And I mean,
see, that to me, that's disrespectful.
Well, they are, you know. So,
all right, hold the line here. 1-800-449-8686. Justin McElroy is this kid's name. I guess he doesn't care that I got him on the air. He told me he was on a 405, and he told me that he is not concerned too much about the police because if his mother's been an alcoholic and driving around for years, and you can abduct a kid and nothing will happen to you, and he says upwards of 1,000 other kids are driving around tonight without driver's licenses to protest the licensing process that forces them to take a test, but lets adults drive around who haven't had a test in years. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Henry Show will be back with Justin McElroy later on tonight. Lloyd Bonafide will be back.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
I love my mom and everything, but her and her friends, they're nothing but like suburban sex hogs.
The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
You know, most of them are retards, you know.
All right, hold on. Justin McElroy joins us. And when I say you join us, Justin, I would ask you if you would pull over to the side of the road while you're talking to me. You're driving around without a license, you know.
Well, Mr. Henry, I don't want to do that because that would be hypocritical. Also, as long as everybody else is driving around like, you know, I'm sorry to use the word, but everybody else is driving like a retard. I mean, I'm probably driving better than most people. I don't even have a license.
And when you say most everybody else...
Well, I mean, you can see all these people, I mean... Like a guy just went by me right now. He's going really fast. He's probably some banker or somebody's dad or something. He just went really fast, you know. And I just saw a lady who had her kids in the car, and she's driving like my mom, you know, like she's on pills or something. So.
All right, so you feel you're driving better than most other people and you don't have a license?
I don't have a license. I doubt very much if anybody else has a license, too.
You've got 1,000 kids out there tonight driving around, probably around the country, too. Later on tonight, you're going to have a big meeting. You don't want to have to test for a driver's license any longer, correct?
Yeah, I mean, it's hypocritical of a country to ask kids to test for a driver's license and then also be invading Iraq and everything like that.
Dude, I don't know what that's got to do with Iraq.
Well, I mean, it's insane, you know, to say I got to take a test, and meanwhile, there's probably... ragheads and stuff driving around with no license over there, you know, all right, you know, no license over there, and also they let a lot of the ragheads come here.
Okay, can watch the raghead stuff.
Well, but I mean, they're letting Arabs come over and not have a license. So
I don't know that that's true either, man. And you know what? You don't want to mix up your topics here. You get into the war, you're getting into Mideast relations, and you're getting
Well, yeah, but because the world's coming apart, and I'm not allowed to drive. The other thing too, Mr. Henry, is in the case of a terror attack. Are we not allowed to get in a car and go? I mean, I'd like to be able to just grab the keys and go if there's a terror attack with gas or, you know, like, you know, anthrax or something.
All right, 1-800-4...
I mean, you may think that sounds stupid, but...
Well, all right, I understand the kids are afraid. I get that. 1-800-449-8686. Christina, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Justin McElroy.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, this is Christina. Hey, Justin, I know that you're really young. You are 15 years old.
Yeah.
And you sound really young, too, by the stuff that you're saying. Because I know when I was your age, I was like, oh, I could drive a car. It's no big deal. You feel really confident.
I do know how to drive a car.
Yeah, but the only thing is, maybe you shouldn't be encouraging your friends to do the same. Because maybe they don't feel so confident. And maybe they're not confident to get behind a wheel.
What?
You know?
No. No, I don't know. I mean, everybody wants to drive, you know. And most of the adults that we see driving don't know how. So I don't know what everybody's point is, you know.
I don't know. You just sound really young, and you know that's all right because you're 15 years old. You feel like you could do whatever.
Well, I'm on the freeway right now, and I'm looking at adults doing whatever.
Okay, that's just my.
Yeah,
comment.
See, I mean that kind of shuts you down. You know, most adults can't get past the fact if they're driving like a retard. How can they? You know,
do you have to use retard?
Well, I mean, most adults can't get past the fact that if they drive like. They were born with a, you know, with a brain outside of their skull or something, or I don't know how to say it, that kids are not allowed to drive that way. I mean, I drive better than most adults.
you know what? You can use, you can say most adults drive poorly, so they shouldn't judge us.
Yeah, I know, but it's worse than poorly. It's as if they were born. We saw a film in our science class about a kid, and he was born. It was pretty messed up. His, like, brain was out of his head or so. I forget about, you know, what it was. And
it is. It's a birth defect, yeah.
Okay. Are you allowed to drive like your brain, you know, is sitting on the seat next to you? I don't think so. So that's all I'm saying. I mean, I saw one kid who is, and I'm, and I know it's bad, he is mongoloid or Down syndrome.
Yeah.
If you have a kid who has that kind of a head, are you going to let him drive? Probably they will. They'll probably say, oh, yeah, we should let kids that have, I mean, like, gloidism or whatever.
It's called Down syndrome. Down syndrome.
Okay. Do we let them have a license?
No, I don't think they do. It just depends. And I don't think that comparing yourself in that way is fair. Angela, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, how you doing?
Fine, ma'am.
Hey, I just I have a comment for you. I'm 19 myself, okay?
You what?
Don't know. I'm 19, okay? You're 16.
Okay, do you have a license?
Yes, I do. I have a license. I just
want
to let you know. Why do I have a license?
Yeah.
I have a license because, the reason being, because it's a privilege to have a driver's license, okay? It's a privilege to have a driver's license. A driver's license helps you with many things in life,
okay?
And if you have, like right now, you're driving without a license, okay?
Yeah,
you
because we're making, this is a political action. It's a political action.
All right,
let the lady
you
finish.
You drive without a license, okay? You're going to get your license restricted. Like, you're not even going to have, your license is going to be suspended.
What difference does it make?
Get a
Ma'am, what difference does it make? Because there's Arabs who don't have a license right now. They're going everywhere they want in America. Okay? Also, Mexicans, too.
Okay.
Well, what if they get
Mexicans,
pulled over...
they work hard for have their licenses, okay? They come to this country, they work hard, they try to get established a green card.
Can I say something?
If they want to give them a license, then that's great.
Okay,
so
but can I say this? Because you sound like a really nice person, but I'm sorry, your parents just, like, did a job on you, man. They brainwashed you.
Oh, they did a job? Oh,
they did a total job on you, yeah. They brainwashed you into
What kind of job do you expect to have if you don't have a license?
I'm
going to keep flipping burgers at
Hello, I'm driving right now, and I don't have a license, so I guess that shut you down there. And
no, that
also,
this
shut
is
me
not
down
about
because
shutting
you know
people
what's
down.
Gonna happen is
okay,
you're gonna
hurt
I'll
shut
somebody.
You down there.
Okay, you're gonna hurt a lot of people out there just by having people turn their lights off and driving down the back streets. That's ridiculous. You're gonna kill somebody.
You blend into the night
because
that way.
You wanna.
Wait a minute,
I'm
Justin. You can't blend into the night, man. You turn the freaking lights off, dude. You know, a friend of mine ran into a guy who didn't have his lights on, knocked the guy 300 feet down the street.
Well, I mean, that's your friend's fault. I mean,
my friend's fault? The guy pulled out in front of him with no lights. Okay.
Okay. I mean, you're talking about all this stuff about, you know, how little kids get stuffed into the trunk.
Yeah, they get.
You're gonna hurt a little kid yourself the way you're acting right now.
I'm not doing anything
wrong.
I'm not doing anything wrong.
You're acting very mature. You don't even most of the stuff that you're saying doesn't even make any sense.
What are you talking about? Okay, can I ask you a question?
You're talking about driving without a license, and then you bring into the stuff from Iraq and all that stuff.
Yeah.
What's all that have to do with?
Okay, let me ask. Okay, I'll tell you what it has to do with it. If Al Qaeda attacks, and okay, what am I supposed to do? Hey, excuse me, could I have the keys to the car so I can save my own life? Are you kidding?
That's one thing about saving your life.
Well,
that's one thing about saving your life. Yeah,
yeah,
you can get into a car, you need to drive somewhere.
Am I going
to
get a ticket?
That's an emergency.
Well,
that's
you're,
not
Angela,
because you just want to drive.
If you were a cop that night, you'd probably give me a ticket. You'd probably go, oh, wow, you know what? You don't have a license. I know there's anthrax and stuff, but what would that do?
Look it, man. If there's a national emergency where there's anthrax and tuberculosis, nobody's going to give you a ticket.
Well, right now the cops don't give anybody tickets anyway, and there's people driving around. So tonight at midnight, I just want to say at Lake Castaic, we'll have a bonfire and a number of interesting speakers. And
when you say interesting speakers, it's other high school kids, right?
Yeah, but there are also kids who are tired of the fascist stuff, you know? So,
well, I just want to say, I believe you're acting very immaturely right now.
What?
That's all you're acting very immaturely for a person that, about the driver's license.
I didn't hear you, what?
She said you're acting
very immature.
That again. Just say it one more time, because I'm having a hard time.
1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Hendry Show. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Talking with Justin McElroy. Justin is at present. He was he's in an automobile driving around, and you were on your way to some kind of a meeting between you and other kids who are driving without licenses tonight. And you mentioned something like 20 different states.
The other thing, Mr. Hendry, I wanted to say is that we don't want to hurt anybody tonight. We're not trying to drive bad or, you know, endanger anyone's life. But we are showing that we can drive around and not be in an accident, and also, you know, and not be in an accident or anything. And so if we can do that, then how come we're not allowed just to drive because most everybody else...
It's your feeling that people drive without a license as it is.
Yes, it is.
Even though I have a license, why do you think I'm unlicensed?
Because you haven't taken a driver's test in a long time. You don't, you know, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't know who you are, Mr. Henry, or not you, but maybe some other adults. You know, they're probably, I mean, how do you know that they don't have, you know, that they don't suffer from the DTs or something, or they're going through heroin withdrawal or whatever they're, you know, I mean, I'm just telling you. It's not fair.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Go to TJ. TJ, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. TJ?
Yes.
Go ahead, you're on the air.
Yes. Oh, boy, all I got to say to you is, it's, you know, a lot. You're making a lot of valid points, but then you're saying some really crazy stuff. How can you drive around with no lights on?
Because if the police are there, we don't want them to see us.
But
and
no, but you can help somebody. What if they don't see you? What, you know what?
Well, I don't want the police to see me.
Your mother's an alcoholic. Okay, she's high behind the wheel, high. She don't. You ain't got no lights on. Bam, they go accident.
Well, no, I'm not gonna be. I'm not gonna be driving anywhere on a freeway.
But
just
that's
on.
You, that's you. Though. I'm talking about the next person. You don't know what the next gonna do.
On the side streets.
Boom, you gotta have your lights on, or the next person can't see you. And you're talking about a heroin addict might be on. What? Okay.
Exactly.
A heroin addict behind the wheel.
Well, here's the thing.
Nobody in their right mind.
Why would I wanna, what'd you say, boo? That's like so 90s. That's like really weird.
Just talk to the lady about. She's making a very valid point.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying that I'm not really gonna be driving around on the freeway, just down back alleys. If I see a cop, I'm going to just kill the lights and blend in.
They're at the donut shop, so they don't care about what you're doing, right?
Exactly. And another thing, if you are asking me to have a license, how come you let heroin addicts drive around, see?
Well, nobody... It's not that they let them. I mean, you know, they only could do so much.
Well, what are you talking about? That's insanity. I mean, right now in America, in the United States of America, you can abduct a kid, have your way with him.
What does that have to do with drugs?
Because the police don't do anything about it anyway.
Yeah, but but what's that got to do with safety? With driving?
I'm driving as safe as anybody out there right now. Probably more safe.
How do you know? How do you know what anybody else is doing?
Oh, my God.
All you can speak for is yourself.
Oh, my God. I was just
you
on
can't
the,
speak for nobody else.
I was just on the freeway. I just saw some guy in a Mercedes probably going home to his sweet wife and, you know, his peace-ass daughter. And
Hey, man.
So what?
Watch
okay.
the language.
Well, I'm sorry, but okay. I'm just saying.
Are you jealous?
No, he's driving over the speed limit. It wasn't me, it was him. And I didn't see any cop pulling him over.
Are you upset? Are you jealous? You mad because you couldn't do it or you weren't doing it? What did it have to do with you?
Wait a minute, are you retarded? I said I was in a car, too.
Am I retarded? Am I retarded?
I was in a car, too. Oh, my
God.
You
know what it is? It's not that I'm retarded. It's that you don't have...
You don't have in 10 minutes.
You don't
I
have
didn't hear
any
that.
Sense at all. No sense.
What are you talking about? I just explained that I saw some heroin addict in his Mercedes racing home to his sweet wife and his Christina Applegate lookalike daughter, and you're going, oh, well, what's wrong with that? What are you, jealous?
No,
and then I said, I was driving...
Maybe you should be a cop, boo. Maybe you can catch him. If you out there and you see him, maybe you should be a cop. Maybe they in the wrong place at the wrong time. Maybe you should go down and maybe you should join to be a cop.
What?
And then, well, you could catch him.
Did you, like... get out of high school, or, I mean...
What is that supposed to mean?
Well, she's not really making any sense.
No, you're the one not making sense, boo.
I mean...
No, you're not making sense.
Didn't I see you, like,
And guess what?
Dishing up donuts
to the... And I drink and I drive, but I shouldn't, but...
Yeah, okay, that explains it. Thank you. I thought it was me. You're brain damaged. Okay, I get it. Okay, so that's cool. Thanks. I feel better.
What are you talking about? Thank you very much, Deborah.
Is your hairnet on too tight or something? I mean, what's up? Hello? I bet you she, like, uses a whole can of Aquanet like some hoochie mama. You know?
Wait, hey, you know what, kid? You're getting over the line here.
What?
You're getting over the line with the hoochie mama stuff.
Well, she's sitting there bagging on me about, you know, boo and all this 90s stuff. God, man. Hey, why don't we just bust out our Pearl Jam? I mean, you know what? I happen to be a child of the turn of the millenniums and everything, and I'm all about Korn and stuff. And
speaking of the 90s.
Yeah, but Korn is relevant to everything. And we'll also, tonight, we're going to... By the way, hold on for a minute. Yeah. I'm trying to get the thing organized, Mr. Henry.
Are you guys up at Castaic now?
Yeah. We've just pulled in, and I'm trying to get some of the guys... Okay.
Look, dude, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. I'm going to take a break here. You are up at Castaic Lake. If you're up at Castaic Lake and you got a bunch of kids in there with no licenses, guess what? The cops are going to show up.
Yes, sir, that is true. But guess what? You know what? They don't know what part of the lake we're at. The lights are off. And I really feel, Mr. Henry, we're safe. And
How do you figure you're safe parked at Castaic Lake with 500 other kids?
Because that's, and I say this with the greatest of respect, but that's how dumb cops are.
That they can't find 500 guys around a lake.
That's how dumb they are. That's how, hold on for a minute. So a lot of this stuff.
All right, hold on for a minute, man, because I can't listen to you be giving out freaking orders. 1-800-449-8686. We'll be right back with Justin McElroy. The kids are at Castaic Lake right now, having some meeting where they're going to talk about, and there'll be featured speakers in a bonfire, how they don't need driver's licenses. Kids driving without a driver's license because the adults can't drive anyway. That's their point of view. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. 1-800-449-8686.
Show me where it says bone smoker in the Constitution.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show
totally
is back.
That. System of the down. And you're not into...
Not into Limp Bizkit.
No. No kid that I know is into Limp Bizkit anymore because Limp Bizkit is completely... You know, sold out and everything, but System of the Down, you know, they're very politically active and everything.
All right, are you at this bonfire right now with a number of other kids, and they none of them have driver's licenses? You've all met there from around the area to do what?
Tonight we're going to be talking about how we can effectively use motor vehicles without having to go through the licensing process because adults. People over, you know, people who supposedly have driver's licenses drive like, you know, they don't. They drive very dangerously and stupid. And like I said, I just saw this guy drive past me on the 405. Some guy in a really rich car, and he's driving like an idiot, you know. So I just it's forget it.
All right, let's go over to. Let me talk here, too. Hold on, Deborah, for just a second. I'm going to go to Joanne. Joanne, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes.
Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hello.
Yes, hello, ma'am.
Hi.
Who is the guy named?
What?
What's your name?
Justin.
Justin.
Justin McElroy.
Justin McElroy. Okay, Justin. Yeah. I'm a Mexican.
What?
I'm a Mexican. And I was...
She's a what?
I was your age.
A Mexican.
Yeah.
Well, oh, yeah. Do you have a license?
I do now.
Yeah, thanks.
I do now, but when I was your age, I didn't have one. I was driving around, too, like you.
Yeah, well, that's
I was riding around with no license until I was 25.
Well, why can't we, then?
Huh?
Why can't we?
You can't because you're irresponsible.
Oh, you were, huh?
I was irresponsible then, too.
Doing tequila shots and whatever.
And I did what you did, too. I blinked my lights out, hiding a car. And the alleys and hide behind the roads.
Okay. Why can't I?
Back roads.
Then why can't
you
I?
You know what?
Why can't I?
Well.
Why can't I?
You can't.
Why
you,
can't
you,
I?
You're too
okay,
young.
Okay, man.
Well, you were young, too.
I know.
Hello?
But now, that was years back when this new generation.
Yeah, get your gators over. Yeah.
And you kids want to do what you want to do, but it's not right.
Well, how come you got
to do it? There's a lot of people living out there, you know. I know
you know
what, Joanne?
I'm sorry to have to inform you of this, but you really are kind of don't make any difference to me because you did it, and now we're going to do it. And
yeah.
You just sound like you don't have
but
any
I'm
teeth.
Telling you, I got tickets.
And also, it would be really nice and polite
and then
of you.
And my parents got on to me. And
could
I
say something?
More.
It would be polite. When
I
you call,
wait till I have a license.
When you call a talk show, you should put your teeth in first because that would really be a nice thing. And I
don't
well,
be
what
rude,
does that
man.
Do with it?
She's talking. She's on your gum. She's like gumming me, man.
So what?
What?
You know what? If I'm gonna get gummed, man, if I'm gonna get gummed, I'd like it something maybe 40 years younger than you.
So
and
what?
Hey, man. You know the
I'm
lady's
not gumming. I'm just telling you.
She's giving you the benefit of her experience.
Yeah, she's giving me the benefit and her experience. Now
yeah.
She has no teeth. Probably has a plastic leg. Probably one of her eyes. She pops out. On a
no,
Friday
none
night.
Of that. You're wrong.
Do
wrong,
you?
Wrong.
You don't pop an
you're
eye
wrong.
Out on the bar?
No, no,
oh,
no.
On,
you're
man.
Wrong. All of that's wrong.
Okay,
because,
what's right?
Yeah, because your mom lay drunk in the bed. You took her car keys, took her in the car, right around.
What?
Your mom didn't bring you up right, boy.
Are you
your
speaking,
mom didn't bring you up right.
Are you speaking Spanish? Because I didn't
you
really get that.
You talk bad about your mother. That's not good when you talk bad about your own mom.
I can't even hear
being
what she's
drunk.
Saying.
That's why you're doing what you're doing, because your mom home laying right now drunk on the couch, and you got her car keys and took off. And do what the heck you want to do.
Well, you got to do
and
it. Why
not
can't
right.
she?
I hope work. You don't have a wreck tonight.
Oh, I'm not going to have
I hope you don't.
A...
I pray to God
well,
you'll be okay.
I'm going to be okay, Joanne.
You and your friend.
I'm not going to go flying through the windshield like you did that night. You got
no,
your teeth
I didn't
knocked
ride
out.
The windshield. I never
well,
did.
Well, how'd you get your teeth knocked out?
I have no teeth knocked out.
You don't
that's
have any teeth.
Talk.
I know that. I'm just...
That's the way I talk.
Hey,
you
Joanne.
Like the way I talk? I'm sorry, man.
No, that's cool, Joanne. But listen, I'm going to talk gum to you now. Hey,
go ahead. Go ahead.
I'm talking
good
to you right
do.
Now. Hey,
you think you're talking a show
you,
right
you,
now.
You know, don't be
you
rude,
know what?
Man.
No, I'm talking go. You really?
I
yeah?
don't care.
Oh, that's
talk.
Okay. Well, you know what you should do is maybe go back to Mexico and get a driver's license.
Well, I'm not
you know
Mexico.
Something, kid? You're
I'm
being really
Mexico.
Rude. The lady is
I'm
your...
I'm not from Mexico.
She's your elder, okay?
I know
I'm not
I
from
know
Mexico.
She's elder.
I was born and raised here in Texas. I'm not from Mexico, to tell you that, boy.
What is Mexico? Where's that, man? I never heard that.
Well, you
I've
don't
heard
need
of Mexico,
know.
But I've never
you
heard of Mexico.
You, need to, you know what it's late?
Is that what they call
you
it, West
you
Hollywood,
go home with your nose in the book and go to school tomorrow. It's late. Go to bed.
You want me to put my nose in your what?
In your book.
Hey,
go,
she
go
said
learn.
In the book.
No, Mr. Henry, she
this,
told
this
me to
late.
Put my nose up.
You out there,
she did
she's
not.
Late, riding around in a car.
Okay.
Making people, talking bad about people.
I'm not talking
not
bad
right.
about you. You're going to get in my car.
Isn't that right? You're talking
look
about
at kid, you know, you're being a smart ass.
Well, Mr. Henry... Here's some old drunk Mexican. Call me.
She's not. She's from
I'm
Texas.
I'm not drunk. I didn't say I drink. Your
yeah,
mother's
you
too drunk. Not
you said, no, you said that you're right
you,
now you're stoned on tequila.
Your mother took care of you. She didn't raise you right.
You said you saw a bat
you,
coming
you,
out of the wall.
She's drunk on the couch right now, and you're out there riding around. Well, you should be in bed by now because
hey,
you're supposed to school tomorrow.
In the morning when you have DTs, I bet you don't have to use the blender. Like making yourself a vitamin drink? Just do.
No.
All right. Look,
you're not putting me down.
Joanne, thank you very much for your call. The fact is...
You know what? You don't make no sense. Maybe you're on dope. Maybe you're smoking marijuana.
Hey, you know what? I know why
something's wrong with you.
I know why you sound like that. How many agave plants did you suck on tonight?
All right. The kids... Joanne, the kids... He's out of control, and I have to ask you... You know what? I'm going to put you on hold.
Mr. Henry, she's just being...
Yeah, 1-800-449-8686. We'll be back with this kid who believes he should be able to drive around without a license because everybody else, all the adults, can't drive anyway. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Talk radio's speed trap. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
So, Billy Gilbert's going to be talking to.
You have a number of kids that are going to be speaking here at this. They're at Lake Castaic right now. How many kids are up there?
We probably have, probably 500 kids here.
Who drove up there without driver's licenses?
Yes, sir. And Billy, what are you going to do, Billy? Okay, I'm on the air right now with Phil Hendry. Phil Hendry on the radio. Turn it.
All right. Look, I need to get to a phone call.
Yes, sir.
1-800-449-8686. Deborah, go ahead.
Yes, Justin.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Justin?
Go ahead. Yes, ma'am.
I've been listening to you on the radio. Do you actually understand what you're saying?
We're going to have the speaker starting in 2 minutes, okay?
Hello?
Yeah,
Justin, you need to stop talking on your loudspeaker and listen to the lady.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Justin.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, my name is Deborah.
Hi, Deborah.
I've been listening to you on the radio.
Yes, ma'am.
My question is, do you understand what you and your friends are doing?
Well, yeah. Basically, what we're saying is adults drive as if they're retarded, and yet they have licenses. Why can't we drive if we're good drivers, even though if we don't have no licenses?
What?
Okay.
Well,
okay, let me...
You know what I'm saying.
Okay, let me explain this. All adults do not drive that way. Some adults do.
What?
Okay, there's like a radio.
Okay, Billy's coming. Go ahead, Billy.
Okay. Can you hear me, Justin?
We have been raped and raped yet again by the adult establishment that won't give us no license and stuff. And another thing, I had friends of mine went down to buy PlayStation 2. Guess what? I couldn't on account of my mom had passed out drunk on the keys of the car.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Hey, Jack Ball, it's entertainment.